Help me out.
It's What Should I Do Crew on 94.5 PST.
All right, so Aaron is here. He's one of our listeners. And you'll have to decide if he's being mean to his girlfriend or not. Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Hey, guys, mean? I mean, look, no way. I think it's going to be funny. I mean, look, it's not like, you know, I'm getting her a gift.
Well, you got to go back. Start from the beginning, though, because we kind of jumped ahead
here.
Yeah,
we're a little in the middle.
You got to explain.
Okay. Look, you know, I don't want anyone thinking I'm mean, okay? I mean, look, someone has to find the humor in this. So, you know, I've been with my girlfriend a little over a year.
And she's been talking about marriage, right?
Right. But she says she's not ready yet.
So then why are you even talking about it to begin with?
She's talking about moving in and then starting to move in kind of that direction.
And do you agree with that? Are you on board?
I mean, oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I told her, I said, look, you know, we can look for apartments in the new year. And, you know, I'm making that, you know, one of her presents, right? I did get the diamond earrings, you know, that she really wanted. And I'm actually really excited to surprise her with them. But, you know, I had what I thought was a good idea, okay? I want to put them, check this out, in a ring box so she thinks that I'm proposing, right? And then she'll open the box, and then the earrings will be in there. look, guys, I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm not ready to get married, okay? And I've been very open and honest with her about that, so I just thought it'd be funny. And a relief to her, I'm sure.
I don't know women very well, Aaron, but you don't think she'll be mad about that at all?
Look, I don't. I mean, she's got a good sense of humor. And, you know, when I told my sister the plan, you know, she told me I'm about to, like, ruin her Christmas. And I was like, really? You know, I'd like to know what everybody thinks, honestly.
All right, well, we're going to find out. I told you we'd open the phones, get you some advice, whether this was a good idea or a bad idea. So you hang out right there, okay?
All right, thanks.
I love this idea.
Come on.
I want to play. Oh, I love this idea.
It is just mean. And I know what you're going to say, that she said she's not ready. And I heard him say that they've talked about it. She says she's not ready. But I still don't think it would be funny. I don't think she would think it's funny. I think it's mean. That's something that girls want to joke about.
I think it's hysterical.
What do you think here?
What should he do?
Help me out.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778. Or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
All right, it's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We're doing What Should I Do Crew. And Aaron is telling us that he thinks it would be funny if he gave his girlfriend a holiday gift. They're diamond earrings. I mean, nice gift. He says she's been wanting them. She's going to be so surprised. He's excited to give them to her. But he wants to put them in a ring box. Doesn't an earring box almost look like a ring box?
I would imagine. I mean, I guess that earring box is a little flatter,
oh,
right? And
yeah,
a ring box
okay.
is a little higher, like taller.
The ring box is opens like a clamshell almost.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're smart.
So he thinks it would be funny if he put the earrings in a ring box, almost like he was proposing, but he's not proposing. He says she's not going to be upset because they've talked about it, and she says she's not ready. Come on.
I think this is funny.
Come on. Not funny at all. He told his sister about it. His sister's like, yeah, do you want to ruin her Christmas? He's like, come on, really? So he wants our advice. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Hillary on the line. She's on 295 on the way to work this morning. Hey, Hillary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So I hear you think this is a terrible idea.
Awful idea. This is... Like, I mean, if his sister already told him not a good idea, he should listen to the other women in his life.
Right.
Because it's going to be one of those things. She's going to see the ring box, and she's going to get excited, and then she's going to get nervous, and then she's going to get worried, and, like, literally go through all of these thoughts and emotions in probably, like, a 10-second span, if that. And then when it's not a ring, it's going to be, like, am I let down? Do I feel bad? Am I disappointed? Like, just, like...
It's too much.
Illustrating that he might not be reading the room correctly.
Yeah.
And I just think it's not funny to play with people's emotions like
that. Agreed.
Especially on a holiday.
Agreed. Totally agree. I don't think men realize the amount of emotions. She said it correctly. In 10 seconds, she'd probably be through 85 emotions.
But at the end, she'd be laughing.
She'll be laughing.
It's good practice.
Oh,
if he's going to propose to her one day, it's good practice.
Oh,
be like, what was the first thought through your head?
Ugh.
It's a good way to find out.
Hope is in Berlin. Hope, what do you think about this?
Oh, no. Heck no. bad idea. No. You know how in Sex and the City, if anybody watched that, he referenced absolutely. No. Not on this one.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I think it's going to really be a bad idea. It's going to get her excited. And even if she says she doesn't want to, I think deep down inside she thinks, okay.
Yeah.
So later on, there's something that we can do, and I have the ring. No. It's going to ruin the Christmas.
I'm with you on that one.
No,
although,
I know.
Now I'm in the app chat, the PST app chat, and Karen in Ledgewood's like, kind of a tough call. If she really also isn't ready to get married and has a good sense of humor, I guess it would be okay.
Yeah, now
I mean, he's saying he knows that she's not ready yet, and they've talked about it. Where a lot of people don't even talk about it, so I guess it's good that they've communicated. But I still don't think it's a good idea.
Chris, what you're missing, because I don't know if you saw all of it, the end of Karen's message said the earrings in that box better be really nice.
He said they're diamonds. So
yeah,
I just
think that's a funnier take on it.
Jamie in Marlton says, awful idea. There are certain things you just don't joke about, and this falls into that category.
I don't think you joke about like things like pregnancy with fertility issues and stuff. I don't think pregnancy is funny, but I think engagements can be.
We got a Snapchat from Southampton. No, just no. Engagements are nothing to mess around with. Her Christmas is going to be ruined.
Can I ask you a question, Chris, before we bring him back? Because it sounds like the advice is pretty clear.
Yep.
Do you think it'd be funnier if he pulled a prank on like his family and she walked in and was like, we got engaged to like Christmas Eve dinner? Would that be funny?
I don't think marriage and engagements is anything to joke about. I think there's too many emotions involved.
No, I think it's hysterical.
Really?
I think unfortunately he's not allowed to do it.
No. Aaron?
Yeah, hey guys.
So no way. Everyone is saying I would say 99% of the advice we're getting is saying not the thing to joke about. Don't do it.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
I represent more than 1% of advice, but I think it's literally only me thinking this is hysterical. The earrings sound really nice enough. Just do it.
Yes, you know, I mean, come on. Look, everybody's got to have a sense of humor.
I agree.
I don't know, but maybe do something else.
Humor's got to start with you.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So did you hear about this lawyer who's suing the IRS?
I love this. So she's a lawyer from New York, and she's asking the IRS to let her claim her golden retriever as a dependent on her taxes. The dog's name is adorable. It's Finnegan.
Well, think about this. I mean, you do spend a lot on your pet.
Well, honestly, she makes a typical lawyer. She makes a great argument. She said that her dog meets all the requirements to be a dependent. The only one he doesn't meet is being a human being. She says Finnegan relies on her for food, shelter, medical care,
right?
And all that's the same things a child would. She wants to deduct the $5,000 in yearly pet care costs and even claim tax credits.
I kind of giggled when you told me about this, but then I started thinking about it. I'm like, yes.
Now, the IRS says that pets are property, not dependents, and the tax code defines dependents as humans.
It's not property.
See, I hate the phrase, believe it or not, the phrase dog owner. I don't like that. I'm like, the dog is like my kid, my whatever, my whatever.
You're
I have a dog.
Parent.
But you're a dog parent. I, the phrase dog owner has always made me feel a little icky. But I'll tell you what, if this lawyer manages to get this through, this will be a very popular tax write-off.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right. She's back, Chris. I'm talking about my girl, Donna in Langhorne. Donna, you've been here before, right? You played for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes, I have.
And how'd you do?
Oh, we tied.
You tied with Chris. Okay. Well, we're hoping
good.
We're hoping today becomes a big old victory, right, Donna?
Oh, let's hope.
Donna, what grade do you teach?
I teach fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
So she knows a lot.
You know a lot. It's probably a stressful couple of weeks, right? A lot of chaos in the classroom in the days leading up to winter break.
Yes, tough week.
Tough week. All right, Chris, you get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Chris is taking her break. Donna, your quiz is going to start right now. Here we go. Question number one, Donna. King Charles says his cancer treatment is going quite well. What was his mother's first name? She's the former queen who died in 2022.
What is her name? Queen Elizabeth, is it?
Do you want to lock in Elizabeth?
Yes, lock it in.
All right, question number two. The blockbuster movie F1 is a big hit, starring Brad Pitt, is finally available for streaming on Apple TV Plus. Name any other Brad Pitt movie.
Benjamin Button.
Do you want to lock in Benjamin Button?
Yes.
And the third and final question, I'm going to play you a clip of a holiday movie. I'm just going to ask you to name it. Here we go.
Are you here all by yourself?
Ma'am, I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
What holiday movie is that?
That's Home Alone.
Do you want to lock in Home Alone?
Yes.
All right, I will tell you, Can't Be Chris This Morning is powered by Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing with live music 6 nights a week. I will actually be out there for trivia night tomorrow night. Your chance to win a ton of concert tickets and have a lot of fun. Five rounds of holiday-themed pop culture trivia. Come see us tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock. It's a Chris and the Crew trivia night out there at Al's. Chris Rollins, you're back in the room. Chris, are you all set? I got to turn you out. There we go. You're back in the room.
All set.
All right, Chris, you ready?
Yep.
Your quiz starts right now, Chris. Question number one. King Charles says his cancer treatment is going quite well. What was his mother's first name? The former queen who died back in 2022.
Queen Elizabeth.
You both said Elizabeth, and you're both correct. Good job. Tied 1-1. Going into question number two. Quick, Chris, the movie F1 starring Brad Pitt is finally available for streaming on Apple TV Plus. Name any other Brad Pitt movie.
Oh, gosh. There's been a ton. Fight Club.
You said Fight Club. Donna said Benjamin Button. Both of those are, in fact, Brad Pitt movies. It could come down to this final question, which is an audio clip today. All right, Chris, name the holiday movie heard here.
By yourself. Ma'am, I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
We just watched this the other night. It was on TV. Home Alone.
You both said Home Alone. You're both correct. Donna, once again, we end in a perfect score, Donna. Your second time on Can't Be Chris, and it ends once again in a solid tie. So very impressive.
Not bad. Not bad. It's not a loss.
Not
so
a
that's
loss.
Good.
You don't have to give us that phrase of shame.
Not a loss.
And for playing along today, we got you 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters at the Cure Insurance Arena on February the 28th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Celebrating their 100-year tour with slam dunks, trick shots, and moments you'll never forget. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on, Donna.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Did you know you're supposed to wash your Christmas tree?
Really?
I really didn't know you were supposed to, like, fully wash it. I mean, I've heard you leave it outside, you do give it a little gentle shake, you know what I mean? Especially if they're live ones, to get the bugs out and stuff like that. But no, they're saying that for live trees, stand it outside, and yeah, you do the little shake, let the branches come down, you shake it off. But then after that, you're supposed to hose it down for, like, pollen.
Really?
You know, things like that, allergens. And then you're supposed to take, I mean, if it's warm enough to leave it outside to dry, or maybe some people put it in their garage. Maybe my dad used to put it in the garage. But you're also supposed to use a leaf blower to kind of get off the excess, you know, pollen and dust and bugs and stuff like that. I've never seen anybody take a leaf blower to their Christmas tree.
It seems like your tree would have to be very strong.
Yes. Like, well, I mean, it's outside in the forest, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, and for artificial trees, you're still supposed to, like, take them outside, shake off the dust.
That I think about.
I never even thought to do that.
You know, I guess honestly, a lot of things we bring into our house, you should probably do that with.
Probably should, yeah. So there's a new burger place coming to Princeton. It's called Smash Bros. It's opening its first Mercer County location on Nassau Street in Princeton. It's going to be next to the Ivy. It's only the 4th location, 2 in South Jersey right now, in Runnymede and Glassboro. A 3rd is coming to Philly, and then the 4th is Princeton. This is all organic burgers, chicken, stuff like that. It looks really good. They have these loaded fries. You can check it out up on the PST app right now. I've got food porn for you. Really good food picks for you. So Freehold Raceway Mall is getting a new department store. This is kind of exciting. It's going to be where Nordstrom was, and it's called, it's something I'd never even heard of before, Joe. It's called Von Muir.
Von Muir.
Sounds, I think it's sounds based, expensive. Like, out in the Midwest.
Sounds expensive, am I right?
Well, it's fancy. Like, there's live piano music for shoppers, you know, like, in the store. But it's going to take a while. You got to have some patience. I'm here in 2027, because they have to obviously, you know, not build it. It's going to be where Nordstrom was, but they have to create it. It's going to be three stories. Was Nordstrom? Nordstrom?
Yes, three Nordstrom stories? Was three stories, yeah.
God, I don't remember that.
That was a huge store.
Yeah, it was big. And, okay, so America's favorite Christmas cookies. You have any guesses? It's broken down by state. PA's kind of boring. It's chocolate chip. I mean, I love a good chocolate chip cookie. I don't know if I consider chocolate chips, though, holiday cookies. You got to throw some red and green sprinkles in them or something. I don't know. So PA is chocolate chip. I would never refuse a chocolate chip, by the way. And New Jersey is candy cane cookies. What does that mean? You put crushed up candy canes in a cookie?
I've never
even heard of that, but that's New Jersey's most popular.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So if you're going to a cookie swap or something and you want the most popular ones, that's what you should bring. We're serving it maybe for guests. And Christina Aguilera is doing a Christmas special that's going to air on CBS. It's called Christina Aguilera's, well, it's the 25th anniversary of her album, My Kind of Christmas. So the special premieres this coming Monday at 9 p.m. And it was filmed in Paris. So it's called Christina Aguilera Christmas in Paris.
So she just did this. It was in theaters for two special nights earlier this month. It looked incredible. There's a live version of the album. I'm very excited. I can't wait
to see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Monday night, 9 o'clock, CBS. There's the scoop. Hi, PST, your number one hit music station. Love some Christmas music in the morning, right? All right. So I know there's two extremes, right, when it comes to holiday shopping. I actually just put a meme up on my Instagram yesterday about, you know, oh, there's two stages of shopping. Oh, I've got plenty of time. And then, oh, crap, here we are. You know what I mean?
It's still in the plenty of time phase.
It's
about a weekish to go until the big day. There's plenty of time.
There's still a lot. I'm having two major family holiday parties this weekend, Saturday and one Sunday. That's
sounds like
all
you
gifts.
Problem. Sounds you like know what you I mean? Problem. Schedule so, it better.
I bet you a lot of people have the same scenario going on. And I know some friends. All right, you ready to have your mind blown? I know some friends who have finished shopping and are starting to wrap like after Labor Day.
I know those people too. Those are not people I associate with much though. They're too put together.
I used to be like that. And then life kind of happens and kids get busy and their activities and stuff. And now I'm in the oh crap. I mean, I would say maybe I'm like 80% done. Nothing is wrapped. Nothing. And again, I've got like two big parties that I need gifts for this weekend. So I'm wondering, when do you go shopping, Joe? Are you doing it all online?
Just today, I thought, I should probably check some of the deadlines on some of that stuff. Because, you know, things are, you know, we're hitting the deadline window now. Yeah. And I recognize that.
Well, and I've already started noticing on Amazon some of the stuff that I've picked isn't arriving until after.
Yeah, it may say will not arrive in time. Yeah, yeah.
Or you get that big window where it can't be guaranteed now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, shoot.
Yeah. So actually, you know what? I bet though a majority of people are not done. Why don't we play a game first to five?
I don't think people are as unprepared as you are.
I want to build the Procrastinators Club. I want to hear from my support group. Let's play first to five. Which of our sides gets more? I think a majority of us have not. So those of us that have not finished,
those
of us that have finished.
I think most women are probably maybe not completely finished, but I would say well on their way at this point.
I bet the majority of us have barely even started.
I don't know.
We'll see. You want to bet?
We can bet.
First to five?
If you want. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
All right, 609-243-9778. So I'm curious to see what kind of answers we're going to get here. It's Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST. So where are you with the holiday shopping stuff? Are you done and wrapped? Very efficient. Or haven't you even started yet? I mean, we're getting to be like down to the wire.
Yeah, we're about a weekish from Christmas.
And one more weekend, right? This is it. All right, so Joe's insisting that nobody's done yet.
I want to hear from my procrastinating people.
I think the majority of women are probably, maybe if not completely done, almost all the way there. I mean, that's where I am right now. I'm probably about 80, 85% done. I've got a million packages showing up on my door today. I just looked at my Amazon.
Ports Pirates, listen up.
They don't know where I live.
I'll tell you.
But nothing's wrapped. Nothing. All right, let's go to the phones. Stephanie is in Hamilton. Stephanie, you done?
I am done.
Whoa.
Are you one of those September shoppers?
I am not like a July shopper, but definitely when October starts rolling around, I'm like, oh, let me get those Uggs and stuff that sell out but never go on sale.
How do you get your kids' list?
Fashion stuff.
How do you get your kids' list that early?
Oh, they provide the list. Everybody has a note section down to the 12-year-old who wanted a mini fridge for some reason in her room.
Oh, I have questions. Wow, she's hosting some parties.
Commodity. If you go to Burlington, they have like a whole bunch of little mini fridges.
We love our Burlington.
I love Burlington.
3 to 4 days. I'm a nurse. I work 3 to 4 days a week. So when I'm off during the week, I send them off to school. I get my coffee and my breakfast. I sit in my living room and I'm wrapping gifts. I am done.
You're doing marathon wrapping. I'm.
You're much better than us. Much better than me, Stephanie.
I have to do that. You know what I heard? You know what a wrapping hack that I saw? That you put your ironing board up if you don't want to sit on the floor. You know, your ironing board, and you wrap on top of your ironing board.
Oh,
if
you
want to
stand. I think that's what I was like,
of people don't want to sit. Your back hurts, your butt hurts, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you don't have like a table, you put the ironing board up and you wrap right on the ironing board. A good hack. I like that hack.
Speaking of wrapping, I think Kathy, you have are you wrapped?
I am not wrapped. I'm a Christmas Eve wrapper.
Oof, that's stressful.
By tradition, do you like that stress for yourself?
I do. I wrap as I need to if I'm going to parties or whatever. But Christmas Eve, we have our dinner. I get my wine. I turn on the classics, go in my room, and wrap.
I love it. That's kind of a cool tradition. I like
Kathy,
that.
Kathy, you built a good tradition for yourself. I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it.
Thanks. Hopefully people will take up your tradition. All right, now Ben is in Yardley. Ben's
going to be on my side, right, man?
Yeah, guys. I mean, this is cracking me up. It's way too early for me.
Exactly.
I mean, I've got until next Wednesday. And my buddies and I, you know, we're going to go grab a beer and then probably hit the mall. I mean, it's tradition.
Thank you, Ben. You get a little beer at the Applebee's in the mall about 10 o'clock next Wednesday morning. Sounds good.
Actually, Dawn in Yardley says, I'm a woman and I'm on Joe's side. I got a lot of work ahead of me.
Dawn, I just thought to myself, oh crap, I have not made the list for my actual boyfriend.
Lindsay in New Egypt said, I did a last minute SOS order last night, although absolutely nothing is wrapped. I'm with you, girl. Nothing is wrapped at my house. Madeline in Hamilton, I'm completely done shopping. Everything is wrapped and lined up in my room. My boyfriend, on the other hand, though, hasn't even started shopping yet. I don't know how he does the whole last minute thing. Definitely a guy thing, she says.
I enjoy the stress. I can tell you, Best Buy in Cherry Hill, they will see me on Christmas Eve as I drive down Route 70. It's a tradition. They know me.
You work better under pressure, right?
Under pressure, yeah.
Instead of procrastinating. Mm-hmm.
I'd say the universe is 60-40. 60% done, 40% of us not.
It's 94.5 PST's 12 Wishes of Christmas.
It's day number 7. I don't want it to end. Day number 7 of our 12 Wishes of Christmas. We're helping area families, local families in need this holiday season. We've, of course, partnered once again this year with our friends at Shady Brook Farm and the Fleming Family Foundation, who are so generous in granting these wishes. So today's nomination comes from Bucks County. Let me read you the letter. It says, Dear 94.5 PST, I'm writing to nominate a mother who is doing everything in her power to keep her family going during an incredibly difficult year. She's a single mother of four and an incredible mom to her children who range in age from 7 all the way up to 18.
This year has been especially hard for the family. Over the summer, she faced serious medical issues that resulted in a 2-week hospital stay. Missing that time from work has caused a huge loss of income, and the family hasn't been able to recover financially. Right now, she and her four children are living in a basement at her mother's house, all sharing that small space and doing whatever they can just to get by.
On top of that, 3 of her 4 children have medical needs of their own, which means frequent appointments, more missed work days, and lost pay. These are sacrifices she makes without hesitation, though, because her kids always come first. But the financial and emotional toll has been overwhelming.
She is one of the hardest working mothers I know, and I see exactly how much this has been weighing on her. As Christmas approaches, she's been battling anxiety and depression. As a mother, it's devastating for her that she won't be able to give her children the holiday they deserved. It's not because she doesn't want to, it's because she simply can't afford it.
A holiday wish would mean everything to this family. It would help catch her up on overdue bills and put a few little gifts under the tree. But more than that, it would lift a heavy weight off her shoulders. It would give this family the chance to smile, be together, and create happy memories without the constant worry hanging over them. With gratitude.
We are so thrilled that the Fleming Family Foundation and our friends at Shady Brook Farm are able to make this wish possible with a $2,500 donation to this family. This mother is just going to, you know, as a mother, they're so selfless. And it sounds like this will have a real impact with that family.
And this will mean like $1 million to her, I'm sure, just to pay some bills. That's all that it is. That's all they're asking for.
Yeah.
Just to get caught up on bills so they can smile and not have to worry so much. So we're happy to do it. Thank you so much, Shady Brook Farm and the Fleming Family Foundation, for making this possible. So stay tuned. We're going to keep doing it. Day number 8, 9, 10, all the way up to 12. The 12 wishes of Christmas from Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
So we're hearing some buzz that Ariana Grande may be headed to Broadway to star in a musical, sort of. So the buzz is that she's about to sign a deal to star in Sunday in the Park with George. It's like a revival of the musical.
It's a Sondheim show, yeah.
But instead of it being on Broadway, it's going to be on the West End in London.
That's where, you know what, the great thing about a show being in London is it'll be cheaper to get tickets.
Yeah, the deal's not finalized yet, but her Wicked co-star and, you know, people's sexiest man this year, Jonathan Bailey, could be her co-star. That's what we're hearing. So we'll have to wait a little bit as it's not going to open until like 2027, but I'm hearing it's in the works.
I'm really knee deep into Broadway rumor mill, and everything I've seen lately has been true. This one I saw about a couple months ago. I think this is going to happen.
Love this for her. So there's a new burger place coming to Princeton. It's called Smash Bros. It's opening its first Mercer County location on Nassau Street next to the Ivy. It's only the fourth location of this place. It's like two brothers, a grill. They had a dream. Now they're blowing up. They're expecting to expand to like 500 locations across the nation. So two are open in South Jersey right now, Runnymede and Glassboro. A third is coming to Philly, and then Princeton is fourth. We're talking like all 100% organic beef burgers, you know, organic chicken, stuff like that. Tendies, Joe, your favorite?
I do. I ate some tendies this morning.
So go check it out. I've got all the details on the PST app for you. This is pretty cool, too. Freehold Raceway Mall is getting a new department store. You probably never heard of it. It's called Von Muir.
Von Muir.
It sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah, words like that, yeah.
I think it is going to be kind of fancy because there's live piano music in the store while you're shopping. Free gift wrapping. It's going to be three stories. It's going to be where Nordstrom was. It's going to take a while, though, to build this thing. Fall 2027 is what I'm hearing. We got the details on the PST app. But okay, four conversations that every couple should have by January 1st. This is what relationship experts are saying. The what worked for us this year conversation. I'm kind of doing a little analysis. I know, Joe's like, what? We got to have serious conversations.
I'm being quiet until I hear all four.
What was hard for us this year? Another one he's turning his nose up at. The what do we want our next year to feel like? What's the vibe of the next year?
what do I want the next year to feel like? I want it to be good.
That's what you say then.
My boyfriend asked me to be like, this is stupid.
Stop. And the what we will protect in our relationship next year. Maybe what needs a little more work.
Oh my God.
I knew you were going to say that. All
if
right,
you do any
is...
of those things, your relationship already needed help.
No, come on. That's just a healthy way of communicating.
There
that's
you
what
go.
They say.
There's the scoop.
There's
it's over.
There's the scoop. 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. So, okay, everybody's got a ton of social obligations for the holidays, right? But, you know, like personality experts, therapists, things, people like that say, look, you got to try to avoid burnout. My poor husband,
No fault of his own. He's going to get some social burnout just because I keep us pretty busy. But they say there's the, what?
Before you even say how to avoid it, I want to paint a little picture for what Chris's life is like. Last week, one of her friends, they were supposed to have dinner with a friend last Friday night. And the friend, one of the members of this couple, their flight was delayed. So Chris got a message. We can't meet for dinner.
Yeah.
Chris immediately to her husband calls him. I'm next to her. Well, since they're bailing, I thought we could talk to this one. Oh, no, not that. Okay, maybe this friend. She rattled off three other people that they could have had dinner with, like, that night because she,
instead of just taking it as a loss.
And I hear her husband go, Chris, and Chris is not listening. Chris, we're staying home tonight.
We could just stay home. There's so many people to see during the holidays.
But Chris, the thought didn't even cross her mind that she could have stayed home.
Joe, for some reason, I have in my head that from Thanksgiving until New Year's, I need to see almost every one of my close friends.
Mind you, she could see them the day before Thanksgiving and January 2nd, and it still wouldn't count.
For some reason, I feel like I need to cram everybody in. But okay, because of this, and because you may be feeling some social burnout during the holidays, there's this Merry rule that's going viral. Merry, like Merry Christmas, M-E-R-R-Y. And you basically, it encourages you to think about five things before you say yes to an invitation. The first one is the M is money. Can you afford this social obligation? Maybe it's a fancy dinner or going into the city. I mean, that's expensive. So make sure you go guilt-free, they're saying, and you don't regret spending the money later. And if you are going to regret it or you can't afford it, then you say no. All right, so the E, remember it's the Mary rule. The E is energy. Check your energy level. Are you up for this?
Yeah.
It could be a late night or whatever. And maybe you have to work the next day or something like that. So check your energy level. The first R is return. While it's good to be focused on, others during the holiday, you need to think about yourself, some self-care. So, that's where this third letter comes in, the return. Make sure you're thinking about you. The second R is recovery. It's important, did they say, book some downtime on your calendar so you can rest and recover.
Something that Chris Rollins doesn't even begin to comprehend.
Nah. And the Y is you. Have you thought about you for the holiday season? You want to do what you want to do, not what everybody else wants you to do.
I guess the question on the letter U, on the letter Y, I guess really, the word you, is your husband, does he get that right because he's married to you? Does he get that right?
He has some passes.
How many does he get?
Passes. He gets one pass during the holiday season.
I know you have something planned tonight, and you said to your daughter, you can get out of this tonight if you want. And I said to your daughter, no, you can't.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. Here's the thing. Tonight is my birthday celebration. So they can't get out of it. It's just not a Christmas thing.
She guilts them into that, but then also wants them to acknowledge her birthday on Friday as well.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. You are difficult.
So follow the Mary rule.